The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Democratic National Convention underway in Chicago. Bob Mulholland is there. He's a delegate at the convention. He's a member of the Democratic National Committee for California. Bob, pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us here on the show. What is the atmosphere like in Chicago?
Chicago is the third largest city in America. I'm here at a Young Democrats meeting, a little quick lunch before we go to the floor session. I'm on the Chicago River. Given that normally, this is my 13th convention, normally we have fights, Ted Kennedy, Jimmy Carter, Walter Mondale, Gary Hart, or Hillary Clinton versus Obama. This time we're all going in for one person, that's Kamala Harris, and of course, her vice president, Tim Walz. So we're quite excited. This morning at the California delegation breakfast, which we have 496 delegates, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi came in and got us all standing, screaming, yelling, we're going to win, we're going to win. And so it's the beginning of a great week.
So who are we going to hear from, Bob, during the week? Who are the big keynote speakers?
Well, unlike the Republicans, where only Trump and not former President Bush, we'll have former President Bill Clinton, former President Barack Obama, of course, the governor of the state of Illinois, and Thursday night, Kamala Harris will, quote-unquote, officially accept the nomination. So we got former presidents. Of course, we got a lot of governors, a lot of senators. So we are very united in Chicago, and the weather's great.
Are we going to hear from President Biden? Is he going to make an appearance?
Yeah, tonight. And Joe Biden. And the president will be in Chicago today, and we're all going to be probably cheering him for a long time. I'm guessing we're going to have signs that say, thank you, Joe. I don't know that, but I'm assuming because I've heard the words thank you, Joe, at a lot of the events I've been at. And so this is a great day because a month ago we were sort of like tied, and now we're several points ahead. Trump continues to attack Kamala Harris, even yesterday or the day before, said he's more a prettier face than hers. And I'm thinking, boy, this guy's getting so old. He's losing it more and more and more. So we're the new generation. Like John Kennedy in 60 represented the new generation, and he got elected. Like Kamala Harris will also.
And give us a sense there, Bob, of just how much energy the Democratic Party has been infused with since Kamala Harris took over the ticket.
It's unbelievable because of even Trump spent a lot of money saying in ads and in press conferences, there's two, basically, I'm using different words, but there's two old guys in the race, but the other guy's older than me. Well, since Harris became the potential nominee, it's a whole different ballgame. Millions of young people are signing up. Tens of millions of dollars are being contributed. It's unbelievable. The reports all over the country, campaign offices are being flooded. And it's just amazing how quick things turned around for us Democrats.
Who is the kind of, or who are the demographic that are going to decide this election, you think, in Kamala Harris's favor? Who is she winning over now that Joe Biden wasn't winning over?
Women. I in the latest polling, you know, if Biden was winning women voters in America by 10, he's now up by 17. And I think the issue of abortion, which has been an issue in Ireland too, is the deciding factor ever since Trump put on three judges on the Supreme Court, and they overturned what we've had for over 50 years, Roe v. Wade, where a woman had the option of her decision, reproductive. This guy, Trump, let's turn it over to the states. Well, the states are draconian. So, and having a young woman, Kamala Harris, I think to most women, including many Republican women, okay, she's going to return and give us the right to Roe v. Wade. You know, a lot of women who say, oh, I would never have an abortion, think that everybody should have that option. And that's what Democrats are working on.
Bob Mulholland is a delegate at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. He's a member of the Democratic National Committee for California. Bob, listen, thanks a million for speaking to her. Donald Trump, of course, As Bob tells us, has been out already today saying that Kamala Harris is going to be even easier to beat than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is going to be speaking tonight at Chicago. So big keynote speech on day one from the sitting president, the man who stood down, took his name off the ticket in favor of Kamala Harris. We're going to hear from her at the end of the convention. So there'll be plenty more coverage over the next couple of days.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.